We have some exit poll results from South Carolina. Polling was conducted by the survey firms Edison Media Research and Matofsky International. Andrew Kohut is the director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press, and he joins us in our studio. Andy, what appears, according to the exit polls at least, to have won it for Edwards in South Carolina tonight?
Well, it's just what Michelle said. The economy was the overwhelming issue in South Carolina, almost to the exclusion of everything else. 48% of South Carolina voters said it was the number one issue. Only 10% said the war. That's the biggest margin we've seen. And among people who named the economy, Edwards got twice as many votes as Senator Kerry. So he got the big issue, and these people went for him. Another thing that we see in this poll is that Edwards had broad support. Yes, he was more popular among moderates and conservatives, but he also did pretty well among liberals. And among African Americans, it's pretty interesting. He held his own among African Americans, got twice as much support as Sharpton did. Sharpton got less than 20% of the African American vote in a state where African Americans made up 45% of the electorate, the largest registration of African Americans we've seen so far in the Democratic primary season.
You haven't mentioned John Kerry. How does he seem to have done in South Carolina? Anything noteworthy about who supported him or why they did?
Well, he came in second, and he finished a reasonably strong second, but what he didn't do is he wasn't able to take his electability advantage, which you can see in the survey, and convert it into a victory.
I mean, people do say they think he is more electable.
Or? Well, among the people who said that they would prefer electability as the number one criteria, it's pretty much a toss-up between Edwards and Kerry, which is about as good as it got for Kerry, because on other characteristics, Edwards just swamped him.
Curious to know, Andy, if veterans' issues seem to be an issue here. We know John Kerry's been campaigning hard for the veterans' vote, and does that break in any particular way that you've seen from these polls?
Well, here's another surprise. The non-veteran won the veterans' vote.
Is that right?
Edwards won the vote, with Kerry coming in second and General Clark a somewhat distant third. So Edwards, as I said, did very well among a broad range of constituencies in the state of South Carolina.